Hello there. This is DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am so glad that you have tuned in to listen to the Skinny Hour tonight, because I have a very fun show planned for us today. Just a little preface, it is quite talking heavy, so if you're hoping to just kind of veg out, chill out to some bops, this is maybe not the show for that, because today we are going through the zodiac with all of your favorite musical artists. So I will be going through all 12 signs of the zodiac with one, some of them are more, artists attached to it, one song, and then kind of talking about their sun sign and how it corresponds kind of to them as an artist and the music that they make. Just a heads up, I do not consider myself a professional astrologer of any sorts. By the way, this is based off Western astrology, not Vedic astrology, which is different. I have recently learned. And also when it comes to one's behavior, appearance, and artistic expression, the sun sign is not actually always the best way to read it. Like with any person, kind of your moon sign and your rising sign and the placement of your planets can make a really big difference. Just a little bit of vocab to go through before we start our journey over these cosmic airwaves. First, I should know there are 12 zodiac signs, so I will be talking about 12 different categories. And when we are talking about a sun sign, there are three different categorizations. You have your duplicities, truplicities, and you have your basically it's kind of the gender, either masculine or feminine, which people don't really follow anymore. And then you have your elemental aspects, so you have fire, earth, water, and air. Fire being more about like spirit and aggression, water being more about emotion and reclusiveness, air being about intellectualism, and earth being about groundedness. And then lastly, you are either a cardinal, fixed, or mutable sign. Cardinal meaning that you are assertive and you sort of get the project going. A fixed sign is you are more, you know, resistant to change and whatnot. And mutable is kind of more adaptable, going with the flow. You can either start a project, finish a project, kind of go along with it. So that's sort of the necessary vocabulary for you. All right. Let us segue into our first sign of the zodiac and our first artist. And that first sign is the Aries, which is masculine, fire, cardinal. And the artist that I picked for it is Chaka Khan, because not only is she an Aries, I think she embodies that really well, because she is very assertive and courageous and energetic, not only in the music that she makes, but also in her persona. So let's listen to some Chaka Khan, Like Sugar, from the Hello Happiness album, and let's just rock out to this really good Aries vibe. Sending love to all my Aries out there. I know there's a lot of them. My dad is one. I really hope he's listening. Hi, Dad, if you're listening, you're my fave Aries, second only to Chaka Khan, but I think you're okay with that. It's like sugar, so sweet. Hope you really enjoyed some of those masculine, assertive, and courageous vibes from Chaka Khan, who is always my favorite to listen to on the red line. Like, seriously, if you are ever, you know, wallowing in despair because it's raining and you're on the red line and, you know, that's the life that you live, listen to some Chaka Khan. Okay, anyways, let's get into our second sign, one of my favorite signs of all time, and that is the Taurus, or the Bull. And the artist that I picked for this sign is Lizzo. The alternative was going to be Mac DeMarco, a very different vibe, however, makes a lot of sense. So the breakdown of Taurus is that it is a feminine earth sign that is fixed. The symbology affiliated with it is the bull, so it's kind of forceful but gentle. I think Lizzo does that really well with that kind of like really aggressive, you know, self-love, a lot of those like baddie vibes, you know, big self-love energy, and I really like that. However, very affectionate and attuned to beauty, pleasure, and emotions. That has a lot to do with it being ruled by Venus, again, the planet of love and beauty. And I think both Lizzo and Mac DeMarco embody kind of the Taurus in very different ways. I think with Mac DeMarco, it's more of that kind of stubborn, boy next door kind of lovely vibe. And Lizzo's definitely more of like a go-get'em type. But I love Tauruses. Actually, my stepmom is a Taurus. Oh my God, wait, I totally forgot that. Well, she is also, she is my favorite Taurus, I think. I think Lizzo comes second to her. That is not a diss on my dad. Okay, well, I really hope that you enjoy some Lizzo. And if you are able to, please dance along to this. And please feel yourself, because we're entering Scorpio season. We have entered Scorpio season, so I know feelings can run a little high.
I've been looking like red goo. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball. That's cool, baby. So I'm not the baddest bitch you like. Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding in the proof. Gotta blame it on my juice. Yeah, 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 yeah,
that's goody. I really sincerely hope that you felt yourself to some of that Lizzo juicy, juicy energy. And our next sign is a sign that gets a really bad rap, but I don't understand why. And I think it's because people are jealous that they have such a good time. And if you're into astrology, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And that is the Gemini. So that is a masculine air mutable sign. The artist that I picked for it is Paula Abdul. The alternatives were Stevie Nicks, Lenny Kravitz, and Paul McCartney. So a lot of really big hitters are Geminis, and that is because they are so energetic and so versatile. They are responsive. I think that's their most like attractive trait, is that they really bounce off of people. They're very open-minded due to that kind of metaphysical duality in nature, incredibly sociable and really personable, which often leads people to think that they are fake or disingenuous because, you know, they can code switch so quickly, they can adapt to so many settings. But I really think that's an admirable trait, and since it does fall under the element of air, it is a very intellectually spiritual sort of thing, the ability to connect with many types of people. I think it is really worthy to note that, you know, Paula Abdul and Stevie Nicks, Lenny Kravitz, you know, these are all people who are not only known for a very fierce persona, very suave persona, really energetic, mystical persona, but they also do a lot of things, and they are just seen as sort of figureheads, and they can do many things, and that's, again, a lovely trait of the Gemini. Shout out one time all my Gemini babes. I don't think you're two-faced. I think you are delightfully complex. Let's bop out to some Paula Abdul. Here's some Straight Up.
I don't know.
Are you going to tell me that you're going to change your mind about Geminis because they are actually lovely? that was a good one. That was a really good one. All right. Our next sign is the sign of Cancer. It is a feminine water cardinal sign. And this combo, people, is big, bad, feminine energy. Like, this is that girl. Like, she is that girl. You know what I mean. Like, she is fine as heck. She is assertive as heck. And she is styling, fitted. So, of course, what Cancer singer truly embodies this? And that's right, Saweetie. Yes, Saweetie is a Cancer. And that makes perfect sense. You know, a big part of the Cancer is the sensitive, magnetic gentleness hidden by a hard exterior, kind of these really sexually liberated, materially successful Black women who, you know, they're flashy and they're fun, but that's also combating like years of oppression in America and them kind of flaunting this power and this wealth and this confidence. And I think that's super cool. Also funny, kind of, I don't know if this is dirty. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, but I think I can. So the symbol of the Cancer kind of is supposed to represent like two human breasts, if I'm allowed to say that on air. And if you Google a picture of Saweetie, you'll see that trait manifests very well. I thought that was very perverse. I'm sorry if that offended anyone. But here is some My Type by Saweetie. Get into that big bad feminine energy, because it's mad fun, mad mystical.
Take a little sip, privacy on the door, I'ma make this shit grip. Rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type.
That's my type, nigga, that's my type.
8-inch bagel, that's the pipe.
Bad bitch, I'ma ride a dick, night. Rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type.
That's my type, nigga, that's my type.
8-inch bagel, that's the pipe. That's my type, nigga, that's my type.
Wrist new whip, ride around dips. I can see why all these basic hoes pissed.
Bust down wrist, not a bust down bitch. Said I want your man, no the fuck I don't fist. See a rich nigga, why he still hitting lick? Nigga spinning bread, but he still can't hit. Bitch, please. Lamborghini keys, pussy dripping ice, he get flown out to me. Bitch, please. I want a man with the beads, pussy from the bag, going dumb on a D.
See on my lips, take a little sip, privacy on the door, I'ma make the shit grip.
A rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type.
That's my type, nigga, that's my type.
8-inch bagel, that's the pipe.
Bad bitch, I'ma ride a dick all night.
A rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type.
That's my type, nigga, that's my type.
8-inch bagel, that's the pipe.
Whip, ride around dips. I can see why all these basic hoes pissed.
Messy hoes like to pop shit. You the type that's fucking for the rent. All on another nigga dick. Hair ain't none with the inch. I do it on his face with a fizz. I'm a boss tycoon with the shit. Run it up, print it up, big butt. Try your luck, none of my bitches been touched.
See on my lips, take a little sip. Privacy on the door, I'ma make the shit grip.
Rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type.
Alrighty, I hope you had as much fun bopping, jamming, twerking to that. If you can twerk, I can't. So just so you know, I was not doing that. But yeah, that was some sweetie, some bad feminine cancer energy. Yes. All right. Our next sign is the Leo, and that is a masculine fire fixed sign. So that is like power, 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 dominance, dominance, dominance. Like all in one line. They are powerful, creative, extravagant beings represented by the lion, which is regal, commanding of attention and respect. So the artist I chose for this was Young Thug. The man is like royal as heck. He commands a lot of respect and like, he just kind of bangs. I think he's royalty. Like high key, I think of Young Thug as like royalty. Agree to disagree, but he's pretty fire. So please enjoy. This does have features on it. I'm sorry, it's not pure Young Thug. I just really love the song The London featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott, but it is a Young Thug song, so I am staying true to the theme, so y'all can't clock me for that.
Some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just said a word and I run through. 2 texts, no reply, that's when I knew.
Yeah,
I knew.
Circumnavigate the globe as the cash grows. Get a nigga whack like you get the grass mold. I'm talking slick when I'm with the big slime, nigga. Could hit your bitch, you can never hit mine, nigga. In my DM, they electric slide, nigga. No catfishing, this is not a fish fry, nigga. Never switch sides on my dog. Catch a contact, hit your ride, go to Mars. Everybody say, how could you come about your face and say I ain't the hardest nigga you'd have never heard? I left off like a rapper's dead and bird. A verse for me is like 11 birds. It did the math, it's like $2,000 every word. I'm on the purge, I beat the church. I kill some niggas and I walked away from it. Then I observed just how you curved. Then told a nigga that they gotta wait for me. I know you ain't hot demand. I'm ballin' on them pussy nigga like Juana, man. I'm drowning all inside the pussy like I never swam. Hey, fuck your IG, I put something on your sonogram. I'm the man.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just said a word and I run through. 2 texts,
text, no reply. That's when I knew, yeah, I knew.
Tip talk, church talk, I can make a brick walk. Up north, down south, bank hit the Rachel walk. Hit it with a little water, stretch it like a vocal cord. STD, I run my ward, fuck a fed and his daughter. I'm a running compound, yeah. I supply the cigarettes and bread. Woo. I got a man and she gon' ride. She took a quarter and she fled. Stop driving road. Oh, yeah. I've been on the road like a pair of spinners and stop and goes. Yeah, I can charge them like a dungeon and demon. Got you brought in the garage, you ain't semen. Every time a nigga go back to the ward, niggas act like they won't start and we leave them on a semen.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just said a word and I run through. 2 texts, no reply, that's when I knew, yeah, I knew.
I crush down with your mind for the full time.
Alrighty, I hope you guys enjoyed that big regal energy from Mr. Sir King Young Thug himself. I think it's a very Leo line in the London. Of F your IG, I'll put something on your sonogram. Like if no Leo, like Leos carry that energy. They don't have to do anything. But if you're a Leo, you carry that energy. But we've reached the halfway mark of this show, of this Through the Zodiac journey. And my special guest, who is a Gemini Taurus cusp, fascinating, didn't even consider that.
Hello, listeners.
Gemini Taurus cusp. It's freaking incredible.
I know. I don't know how to read my own charts.
I know. Like, I don't. Some people say cusps are fake, but I really don't know.
I disagree. I'm always confused.
All right. Would you please read our PSA?
Yeah. Today we have a blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations like a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Who knew? A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational and Freeform, very importantly, Freeform Radio. Thanks, listeners.
Thank you so much for reading that out. Actually, sure, funny, man. that PSA really ties into our next sign of preparedness, wow. Planning, you know, looking ahead and panicking about the future. And what sign is that but the Virgo, which is me. I panic so hard, and I plan.
Who knew? Really? Truly, honestly?
Truly and honestly. Okay, so we have the Virgo, aka the Virgin, and this is a feminine earth mutable sign. So we are reliable. We are very reliable. Like, you can always count on an earth sign honey to hold things down for you. But we are perfectionists. We're highly analytical and we are incredibly high strung. I'm gonna get gray hairs at 30. Not because I'm Asian, but because I am a Virgo and I can't stop stressing. Okay. So the Virgo artist that I chose, my favorite Virgo, is Michael Jackson. Don't call me out for being problematic for that, okay? Alternative is Freddie Mercury. Interestingly enough, Mercury is the planetary ruler for Virgo. Fun fact. And we are about to go into a Mercury retrograde on the 31st, so please be really careful and plan ahead. Anyways, no, but I actually really dislike Freddie Mercury for a lot of very Virgo reasons. I find him as an artist to be a little bit too formulaic in a sense. It's an incredibly planned performance. Which for me, at least, of the era of music, felt a little inappropriate. However, though, I do understand why it was so, you know, planned out, since he was such a cultural outsider due to racial and sexual orientation reasonings. Anyways, but Michael Jackson as an artist, if you, I don't know if he's problematic, okay, so please don't send me messages. But Michael Jackson, something I really like about him is the kind of perfectionist aspect to his voice as a craft, sort of the creation of storylines, I think is really endearing. And I love him musically for just being so precise. So one of my favorite and one of the more underrated Michael Jackson bops, Baby Be Mine, because I'm a Virgo who's, you know, just, someone be their baby. I'll be, you want someone who's an earth sign to take care of you.
When I'm by your side, ooh, every moment takes me to paradise. You are.
hey, it's me, a great Virgo, and I'm just saying, the show wouldn't be what it is. The Skinny Hour wouldn't be the Skinny Hour if I didn't put so much planning and research into this. I write scripts for this stuff, people. I put scripts into this, and so, you know, it's fine. You know, I don't need credit or anything, whatever. All right, our next sign is a sign that I have so many mixed feelings about, like initially positive and then at a deeper glance a little bit, you know, more tricky. But that is the Libra, the elusive, lovely Libra. This is a masculine air cardinal sign. So kind of by those three metrics, it is a very active sign. It is artistic, also ruled by Venus, you know, the planet of love and beauty, incredibly magnetic and charming is the big one that is like the key sign of the Libra. So who is ultimately so charmingly, you know, effortlessly charming, charmingly effortless, but ASAP Rocky. Honestly, ASAP Rocky doesn't have to say anything. He just exists and people love him and flock to him, and he's this lovely balance of hard and soft, masculine and feminine, you know, the scales of Libra, it's all about balance. A delightfully creative person, and also a little fun, cheeky anecdote. So there are some physical traits that are attributed to, it's actually mainly people's rising signs in Western astrology, in Vedic astrology, it's the doshas, look it up, it's super cool. Anyways, no, but there are some like physical characteristics that do go with your sign, and the one for Libra, whether you're, it's more common for Libra rising, but some Libra suns, is dimples. And if you look up a picture of ASAP Rocky, you'll notice that he has these absolutely adorable dimples, because what is ASAP Rocky but just like the cutest human being on the face of this earth, just so cute. My friend in the studio is shaking her head, but you know, to each their own. I do actually know, I am so attracted to Libra men, and it never works. Interesting. Not sure what that has to do with it. ASAP Rocky, if you listen to WMFO, which you should, you should hit my line. You know, I feel like that would be kind of chill.
They call me FLACKO and don't play no about my place. Big potato on that Draco, new bandana on my face. Ain't no stains up on my drapes, squeaky clean, fuck you say. Peep the teeth, no dentures please. Princess cut, no dentist please. Say cheese for the cameras, ain't G's for the dancers. Been G's in the safe, that's right. Been leaves for the families, but it all go to waste. So what more can I say? Race to the law, give me grace. Scar on my face, but we'll wait. I ain't ducking niggas, I ain't ducking bullets either. Shit, I ain't ducked so since I became a vegan. Niggas flock with Jody season. Proud of pants before the season. Probably ducked off in a quiet place with your breezy. Proud of shades, probably why you couldn't see him. Shit me. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars of the globe. Where does your scar face? I would like to dedicate this to the scar on my face. And the stars of the globe. Smoking while I'm strolling down Wooster. Buck 50 my babushka. No pistol poppers and prostitutes. Car skimmers and the Prada boosters. Low top, yeah, the powder blue ones. Robber two, huh? Power to you. Hallelujah, better pray to God. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars of the globe. Where does your scar face? I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. And the stars of the globe. Where does your scar face? Is that
that's excessive. Money, power, that's excessive. Money, problems, that's expected. Marijuana, ass and breasts. Pearls and diamonds, that's excessive. Money, power, that's excessive. Money, problems, that's expected. Marijuana, ass and breasts.
Okay, so moving right along our little zodiac calendar, we get to the sign that we are in currently, which is Scorpio. This is a super crazy, intense time. It is a feminine water fixed sign and known for being passionate, emotional, very desire-driven, sensual, lots of mystique. A really important trait of the Scorpio is not only its really high drama persona, but also that it's just very secluded, mysterious, a little goth almost. But the artist that I picked for this is not goth, but incredibly secretive and reclusive, and that is none other than the lovely Frank Ocean. Ocean, again, that's really funny since Scorpio is a water sign. I wonder if people put thought into that. They could. I don't know how Frank Ocean got his name. I really don't. Okay. But yeah, Frank Ocean, a really great example of someone who's super passionate, has lots of desire and drive, but, you know, really keeps to himself in a way that is very artistically fascinating. So let's really get in our feelings right now. Scorpio season, Frank Ocean, Channel Orange, Forrest Gump. Oh, I'm probably gonna cry.
I wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw your game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. For you, for you, for you, for you.
this for you, Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Lovely, emotional roller coaster Frank Ocean sends me on all the time. Alrighty, picking up a little more steam, our next sign is that of Sagittarius. It is a masculine, fire, mutable sign. Lots of heavy hitters in this sign, I'd like to add. So I actually picked two artists for this. I picked both Jimi Hendrix and Rod Stewart. Sagittarius is known for being ambitious, freedom-loving, seekers of challenge. They are ruled by Jupiter, which is the planet for optimism, expansion, and abundance. These are people who are bold, and they are lavish, and they are out there, which I think is pretty interesting, especially in the context of Jimi Hendrix, because personally, he was known to be, you know, in actuality, his real persona, he was really shy, he was pretty closed off, didn't really like to talk to people. But when he gets on stage, it's this magnetic persona that just goes out there and gets it and goes for it. And I also think Rod Stewart is that. You know, he's just a real out there guy. But I really hope you appreciate being serenaded by some of our favorite sexy Sagittarians, and whoop whoop.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody. Hey.
Wow, I'm very sorry to be, you know, cutting things off already. I'm actually getting a call right now. Hello?
I'm the next DJ, and my key card doesn't work.
I will send someone down to come and get you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yep, no worries. Back to what we were talking about. So we're gonna have to speed through the rest of this. All right, our next sign is that of Capricorn, a feminine earth cardinal sign. A very interesting mix. The artist that I picked is David Bowie. A Capricorn is very strategy driven, very disciplined. The symbology that goes over the Capricorn is the goat, and that is about using every foothold to reach new heights, which I think is very, very fitting for Mr. Bowie himself, because that's exactly what he did. That's good. You know, we're just playing a little bit of homage to Capricorns. We do love a Capricorn. I don't know. I'm just down for some earth signs. I feel like that's the little earth mama in me. Alrighty, our next sign as we really race for the finish line is the Aquarius, and that is a masculine air fixed sign. An incredibly philosophical, intellectual character as of being of the ether. They are an assertive, independent, inventive character. The person I chose is the Weeknd, and I think he goes really well with the symbol of the water bearer, that of the Aquarius, because that is dispersing. The water bearer disperses a gift that flows freely to all. I think he has a really technically incredible voice, and you know, he makes pop music, but it's so everyone can enjoy it. He's a very democratic artist, and I really appreciate that about him. So we're gonna get to some rocking by the Weeknd.
just